Biden's migration crisis has imported Venezuelan gang trend Aragua crime wave into U.S. by Warner Todd Houston on June 12, 2024. American law enforcement agencies across the country are investigating at least 100 crimes perpetrated by suspected members of the vicious Venezuelan street gang named the Tren de Aragua. But most of these criminals are slipping into the U.S. because the Border Patrol is not stopping them ahead of time. And when they do stop them, by Biden's orders, they are simply releasing them within hours to go on their way into the U.S. Watch, official, we're considering expanding asylum opportunities to deal with influx of Venezuelan migrants. The number of Venezuelan gang members crossing the border unvetted by the Biden Department of Homeland Security is soaring, and once here, officials say they are committing a series of crimes including murder and sex trafficking. A major roadblock toward vetting these criminals is the fact that Venezuelan authorities do not share criminal records with the U.S., and often these dangerous gang members can walk right past Border Patrol because our officials have no idea if they have a criminal record back in their home country, NBC News reported. Watch, migrant surge in Arizona crippling Border Patrol resources. Further, many of these gang members come across the border with no identification, then supply a false name, hometown, and age to U.S. authorities, who then simply release them with an immigration order to appear before a judge to hear their asylum claim, a court date few bother to attend. Under Biden, the number of illegals from Venezuela have skyrocketed to more than 800,000 border crossers from the troubled socialist nation. The Biden administration has tried to claim that it has doubled the deportation rates of the previous Trump administration. But that would be a meaningless statistic considering that only about 50,000 came in during Trump's final year, while 800,000 have come under Biden. So, the number getting in today still swamps his increased deportation rate. Meanwhile, members of the Tren de Aragua gang are spreading out across the U.S. and perpetrating a growing number of crimes. One major crime the gang is perpetrating is forcing Venezuelan illegal border crossers into sexual slavery, supposedly to repay the coyotes who helped them break our laws and slip into the U.S. illegally. Homeland Security investigations busted up a sex trafficking scheme that operated across Texas and Louisiana, involving up to 30 women who immigrated from Venezuela. The women were kept in line with threats to family members who remained in Venezuela. And one woman even told U.S. authorities that she thinks her mother was murdered in Venezuela by the gang. Three Tren de Aragua gang members were arrested for the scheme. In another case, a Tren de Aragua gang member was arrested in New York and charged for shooting down two New York City police officers this month. Bernardo Raul Castro Mata, a 19-year-old Venezuelan illegal immigrant, was charged in the shooting. According to reports published in February, FBI officials said they suspect that Tren de Aragua members in New York have brokered an alliance with the Salvadoran Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, gang. Venezuela's socialist regime has repeatedly insisted that the Tren de Aragua does not exist and that the gang is part of an international smear campaign against the rogue regime, which is led by dictator Nicolás Maduro. Venezuelan officials publicly stated that the Maduro regime dismantled the Tren de Aragua after it raided the Tocorin prison in September 2023, which served as the gang's main headquarters in Venezuela. Indeed, some reports say that Venezuelan strongman Nicolás Maduro uses Tren de Aragua as hitmen to take out political rivals abroad. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.